Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Good evening, everybody, and happy Thursday. What are you doing?
I was actually dancing. I was making funny faces at you. You're just looking at your phone. Like...
Oh, when the thing was starting.
I was like, yeah. My lights went out. Hold on a second. Either way. Turn the lights back on. Hey, there's lights. Let there be light. But either way,
yes.
We've been in silly mood here for the past couple podcasts. We're here to have fun. Like,
yes.
Videos and stuff have to be serious. Podcasts don't. So I'm going to welcome all the super thirst buckets like Michael, who was here at 4:43 p.m.
Hi, Michael.
Welcome, Michael. Thanks for being so early. And then he came back 45 minutes early, and then he came back 30 minutes early. So Michael is really thirsty.
He is the
Thank you for joining my members. My memberships on my channel, I appreciate all of my members. And Michael, you influenced me to get that together because you're like, get it together so I can join. So thank you for all that.
He's so supportive.
Another one of my members is Barry Johnson. He was right after Michael, and people find joy in beating Barry to live streams. So, welcome, Barry. You've been beat again.
Yep.
My co-host was next in the chat. How are you doing tonight, Miji?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Mike West was next. Shiggity Shay Kennedy. What's up, girl? Lori Merlin. One of our originals. Well, I guess Shay was too. Mm-hmm. I spoke to everybody. Well, we spoke to everybody. Claire S. What's up, homegirl? Got her
Wait,
mask
can I just
on.
Go back to Lori's comment? I loved it. She said, happy not yesterday. Amen to that, girl.
Hello, happy not yesterday. Yeah, see, I'm going over the names. I should do better. I'm going to do better. So, Mike West, another one of my members, one of my kings. Welcome. Hey. You know, we do a lot of talking up here. We can't shut our mouths. Sean Williams, what's up?
Sean.
Look, all my members. Look, my members come to the podcast and my live stream. I love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are great. Thanks for all your support. For real, for real. I got lost again. Hold on. I think Emily's next. Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm not going to announce myself because I was here and then I saw Emily.
Hey, Emily Wilson. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey. Can't wait to have you back on.
Holding it down on Facebook.
Holding it down on Facebook. Peace Hi, to man. The chat. What's up, Miss Daisy? How are you doing? Rachel's here. From the UK. Thanks for coming through. I know it's late.
Mm-hmm.
Or early. However you want to picture that. We getting the governments on two phones. Two phones.
Hey. Here. What's up?
You want me to put your government out. Dwight is here.
Yeah. For free.
And Bionic Scoop. Another member of mine. Welcome. Yay. Do we have our bot? Do we have a bot? Does our bot
it should
come in
be
here?
On?
Oh, I'll just
it turned on 5 minutes afterwards. I'll double okay. check.
I was just asking. I was just asking. No need to have a heart attack. See, my bot, the bot didn't show up to my stream, so I'm kind of upset. Tiffany, what's good, Wonder Woman?
Hey, another superhero.
See, I'm not even good with names. I'm just going to let you know that's my sister's name. So I will never forget your name, Tiffany, Wonder Woman, Tiff. You know, how is your journey going? Look, I'm going to keep following your channel, but I know you've been posting pictures. How's your weight loss journey going and all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Meow, meow, meow. Family's here. Cats Meow Budget Solutions is in the building. Hey, that is Mr. Catwoman or Cecil. Or MC Locks in Life, or
yes.
Catch Meow Budget Solution. So yes. Check out his new page. This is his new channel. If you need financial help and assistance, go there. If you need stuff for your YouTube page, go here and go to techvalor.net.
Thanks.
Let's see. Did I lose myself? I see LaShawn. Okay. LaShawn is in the building. I do this too, Rachel. Sleep reading. But only when I'm listening to Audible books. Can't sleep read with a book because I've concussed myself on an iPad too, though. So that's the thing.
Ouch.
Yeah. Bow. You know, I use the big boy. So it's like, bow. Yeah. She's going to come back anytime. I hear you, girl. Oh, awesome. Here. The homie. The
hey, Nightbot. What's up?
Hey, boo. What's up? Everyday Tech is in the building. She said, how'd you get the bot? Look, my bot don't show up, so Catwoman's the one to ask about the bot.
We'll get that fixed. I'll get okay. that fixed.
Mandy's here. What's up, Mandy?
Hey, Mandy. Welcome.
I do my best. Try to shout people out, because y'all shout me out, and y'all, you know, y'all been supportive, you know? Mm-hmm. For all the times I wanted to quit YouTube, I'm still going to quit YouTube. No, I'm just kidding. So welcome, everybody. We're all here. Everybody who is here, we survived yesterday, and we're not going to really talk about yesterday too much. You know,
we'll touch on
too much. But we're going to go all through right. our stats, and yeah. Catwoman's going to take care of that for you. Yeah. K-Pasa!
What's going on with us? Oh, and I'm not screen sharing. There I go.
Sharky's here. Hey, Sharky.
Hey, Sharky.
Look, we got our own bot. Look, Michael bot.
All right. So if y'all didn't know, if you go to gadgetchats.com, it takes you over to our podcast. So if you don't want to see our lovely faces, you can listen to our lovely voices.
Yeah, because we get deep with it sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
And I unless do. You've been sleeping under a rock, yes, Catwoman makes intros, outros, end cards, fancy little things with your logos. Go check out her page at techvalor.net.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Check it out.
What's up, Septia?
So, with our YouTube, we have 290 subscribers. Thank you, guys. And then on our Twitter, we have 289 followers. Thanks for following us. On our Instagram, we have 177 followers. On the Facebook, we have 96. Yay, we've done two. Woohoo! And then over on Twitch, we have 14 followers. Thanks for following us, you guys. Appreciate it.
We got the double plug, techvalor.net by Michael and Barry. So you have no excuse. It's right there in front of your face.
Thanks.
Why am I just now getting an alert for us going live? That's awesome.
Yeah. Just wanted to give a shout out to those who have commented on our videos. We love you guys when you guys interact with us, but also when you let us know that you're in the replay crew. Thank you. So Tech1B, thank you so much for talking to us. And then also thank you very much, Tech Love Obama. She also had a question. She said, since you're launching your new site, do you have to re-register? Yes. So everything that was on my site, if you had an account on my site before, is completely erased. And the only way you can create a new account is if you actually, you know, purchase a product. So, yep.
You see my boo, the Nightbot. He keeping y'all, look, subscribe to the channel according to the Nightbot. But Tim gave you a shout out and said you did a wonderful job on Mr. Catwoman's Cat's Meows page.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
the
that.
The animations are awesome on his YouTube.
Thanks. Yes, I love my husband very much.
And if you did not know and you follow Gadget Goddess, the end card and the beginnings, you know, the intro is also created by Catwoman.
Thanks. So, speaking of awesome people, right, like myself, yeah. I want to talk about Swarthy Daisy. Hey girl, hey! So she is our creator shout out today. Pull her up. So the way, so I was actually following her on Twitter, but I never checked out her YouTube channel until I was checking out one of Barry's tutorials and she commented on it, and her logo, her avatar, like, stuck out to me, and I was like, oh, let me go check her out. So I was checking out her live streams. She's so much fun, you guys, please subscribe to her. She has 6,000.8 subscribers, which is awesome, but still subscribe to her, she's amazing. And you know,
I'm about to check these live streams out because she be in everybody else's live stream, so I gotta go.
Yeah,
check her,
she's
out.
Mad cool. So I was checking out her latest live stream, but she also does like a lot of different tutorials. Like here she talks about this phone, the
yeah, I was like, Jethro Mobile.
Yeah, so it's like she does like different types of tech, but what she really excels at is tutorials, which is great. So this is her Twitter. Also follow her on Twitter, and then she also has a TikTok as well. Follow her on TikTok. I don't have TikTok, but if you do, definitely follow her. And then also over here, she has a digital store where she has education systems, which is really, really cool. So she has like here, like an escape room, a virtual escape room. And this is fun because you obviously like you could do this with your classroom and things like that. But if you just want to have like, you know, a social distance fun with your family, you can use that as well, and the prices are really decent. So you know, check her out if you're not already subscribed to her, you don't know anything about her, definitely check her out. She also recommended a playlist. So she has this playlist here about the different types of games that she does. So she does like live games with people. She's actually going to do one this Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm definitely going to check it out. And she has said that she is also going to be most likely streaming on Thursdays as well. Around 7 p.m. is when we do it. But if you want to check her out, you can still definitely check out her replay or check her out live. You know, it's
up to you. On a replay.
Yeah, exactly. Catch us on the replay. So like, we all like need to be a community and like shout each other out and support each other. But she is such cool people. So please, her links is in the description. Okay.
Just like every article we mentioned and all the iTech purchases, we work hard on these show notes. So they down there. So use
them. Yes, all the information you're going to need is going to be down there.
Showing some love on the Twitters. Folks!
He's everywhere. He went to Facebook.
He's everywhere.
He's just God,
why you calling me out, Emily? I just had a little bit of wine left, and I had a pretty crap day. I had a stress headache, so I had a headache in the back of my head, so I'm drinking a glass of wine.
Just ouch. Yeah, those suck.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get a nap because somebody has had me on the phone all afternoon.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah. She's like, let's start the phone train. So we got like four people on the phone. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
We definitely had like a phone party. It was a party line today. It's great.
You would think we get tired of one another, but we don't. It's weird. Yeah.
So let's talk about our, you know, question of the week that we had. It was silly.
Our question of the week?
Well, I mean,
I'm letting her have this one, y'all. This is her question of the week.
Okay, I asked the question, but you participated, and it's a joint effort.
Oh, I'm always going to participate. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so the question we had on Twitter was, be honest, how often do you shower or bathe with your phone? All right, so it was either every time, sometimes, or never. So we had 20% people say every time, 28.6% say sometimes, and 51.4% say that they never use their phones in the shower or the bath.
So hold on, y'all. She said it's kind of low, like she was ashamed to say it. How often do you shower or bathe with your phone?
I am part of the 20%, which is every time. But it's funny because the sometimes and the every time would qualify as a yes, and it's and the never still beat out both.
Because phones are nasty. That's why phones are full of germs.
They are, but I'm not washing it in there. That's not how I take it.
Clean with our dirty phone. Yeah. That.
Yes, let's get clean with our dirty phones. I mean, what's the difference between taking your phone in the shower or taking a shower, putting your phone out, and then going back out and then grabbing your phone? It's the same thing.
I use phone soap. Darn it.
I have phone soap too. Well, it's
I sanitize my phone. You, ma'am, are in the shower with your nasty phone trying to get clean.
Well, and it's not like I'm getting it wet, right?
50% of people are not lying. I do not shower with my phone.
I do it because I like to listen to stuff.
Okay, Ray says he does sometimes. I'm always playing a podcast when I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Sean said, oh, hell no. He said he's never done that. Hey, Stephanie said you living foul.
I'm living honest.
Honest. I have, especially during these COVID times, when I get into work or somewhere, if I go to the bathroom, I take my phone in there and wash it in the sink with soap. And no, I'm not worried about wearing off the coating on the front of my phone because it has a screen protector on it. Mm-hmm. So yes, I do wash my phone, but I don't take it in the shower to wash it.
Yeah. Emily said, showers, no, baths, yes, because that's self-care time. Hey.
Well, see, Big Mosley, she ain't talking about the phone, so she talking about showering, and I know you ain't showering with your phone. Although, after watching Latrell freeze that fold too, I feel like I could wash my fold now.
Right. You might want to start taking it in the shower with you.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. All right. I thought you were going there. So Tech Loving Mama on Twitter said, well, it's on the counter in the bathroom, so I can listen to music or podcasts, but I don't take it in the shower with me.
You nasty by yourself, Catwoman.
Shut up. I'm not nasty by myself. Michael's with me. Various Johnson said never on Twitter. Michael said, I don't know what y'all are doing, but I'm playing Genshin while the shower massages my back. Big House Production said, wait, what? Like he didn't understand the question. Sephian said, that's nasty. Okay, I understand it's not your preference, but don't shame me, okay?
Hold on a second, Septian. I don't think the iPhone 7 was water resistant, sir.
It wasn't?
I don't think so. I thought the 8 started it.
Let me ask Google. iPhone 7 IP water
rating. I could be wrong, but yeah, I don't think so. If it had a button, then no, it wasn't. Well, no, 8. I think 8 was.
The iPhone 7 was IP67. It wasn't 6.8. It was 6.7. Mm. A little iffy, you know. You get a little splash, but no, you know, pour or nothing like that.
Well, and if you're going to use that alcohol, Septian, make sure you got a screen protector on because you will jack up your coating on your phone.
Yeah, so I've done that before. I've put rubbing alcohol on my screen without a screen protector. And then whenever I would touch my phone, my fingerprints would stay on there. Not like it was oily. It was like
stay
sticky on there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I wipe my phone off with alcohol, then I take it outside the house. Again, make sure you have a screen protector on when you wipe.
Don't put any alcohol on your phone if you ain't got a screen protector on it.
Yeah, because it damages the... It damages the surface.
I can't pronounce that word. Never mind. Either way.
the
coating that's on the screen.
Yeah. That thing. Yeah.
Oh, he got a screen protector. Okay, you good then. You good.
Good.
Don't do it without the screen protector, sir.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that. And then.
And Swarthy says she has one too.
Okay, great. Perfect. Good.
Yes, there's a coating on the screen. It protects your screen.
Yes. Uh-huh. So the coating is, you know, because we have oils in our hands. So what the coating does is that whenever you touch it, not only does it help with registering touch, but what it does is it makes sure that it doesn't leave the residue comes off more easily. And then also your fingerprint doesn't actually stay on there. So why are you making me big?
Because I'm silly, that's why.
Yeah.
Even if you use disinfectant wipes, anything that has strong chemicals in it, if you don't have a screen protector on your phone, don't do it.
Don't do it. Mild soap would be okay, but it has to be the mild one. Like the soft soap, that would be okay. Yeah. It's not going to damage the oleophobic coating. But anything like harsh.
You said it right. I can't say words. They're hard. Words are hard.
Oleophobic coating.
What did you say? Phobia.
Oleophobic. Okay. Who named that? Like, somebody's like, I want to be difficult today. Let me name this.
The same person who named dongles.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, I took off the Fold 2 screen protector a couple weeks ago. I'm so glad I did. More power to you, but I put a matte one on mine. And speaking of which, my matte screen protector review just got a review from somebody who said ugly.
That's all they said. They go all the way.
You
to
can't
the back.
Have thin skin and be on YouTube. I will tell you that. People always coming for you. Always.
People so mean.
No, Michael did. What about SOS fan? No.
No. Next thing, like, what about Brillo?
He's going with no screen. A lot of people are going with no screen protector on their phones. I can't do it. I don't have the balls. I don't. Mm-hmm. There it is. The word I can't say. That word.
Oleophobic. Oh, maybe I'm saying it wrong. I think I'm adding an extra O. Oleo. I guess it's
I've
just
heard it pronounced two or three different ways. That's why I'm not attempting it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right, Swarthy. We got to protect our investments.
Yes, sir. That's exactly how it kills germs with UV rays.
Yes.
And you can get them big enough to kill germs on iPads. I need a big one. I got a little one.
So the thing about the UV rays is that the ones that are in the phone soap is actually the C spectrum. So there's A, B, and C. A and B is what is actually around us and what gives us tans and things like that. C is really, really harsh. So you should not look at it, touch it, or anything like that. That's why you have to enclose it when you use it. So it uses UVC spectrum light. And what it does, it basically, like, the germs, it uses the spectrum to kill the germs. And it kills 99.9%.
Is that Michael said, you can't imagine having a screen protector? No, I have to keep, I use the glass. Because right now, my
breaks a month.
My nephew has a broken Fire tablet. This is his third. So, yes. Mm-hmm. You can go without
a broken screen protector than a broken screen.
Yes.
Have you ever had a broken screen?
You know how much those bad boys cost to get replaced, especially if you got an iPhone. You can't get a third party because then your software stopped working.
Mm-hmm. Swarthy, that would be a good investment for you to invest in some type of phone soap, because the cool thing about it is that those things don't only work for technology. You could put your jewelry in there, anything. Any type of thing that as long as you can close it, it'll work. So either you could get one that's just for a phone, right? Or a small compartment. Or they have bigger ones. They have
He got one that fits a laptop. I'm jealous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But just keep in mind, though, that it's only going to penetrate the surface. So if it's something that you got to, like, flip, you might want to have to flip it over or
take
have
it
open
out of
a little
the case.
Bit.
Sometimes I'll put it in with the case first. Then I take the case off and put it back in there again. Mm-hmm. I'm that crazy.
And it just needs 10 minutes. 10 minutes is effective enough to kill 99.9%.
You just go to the phone soap site. You ain't got to get everything through Amazon.
Yeah.
What's up, Tech King? I got your brilliant up there. That King Mike will be streaming at 9.
Yes.
I don't know how much of that I might make because your homegirl tired. They kept me up late last night.
After party.
you clean your wireless charger in there. If it's big enough to fit it, I'm sure you can. I wouldn't have it plugged in when I cleaned it, but yeah.
No. Yeah, it's good practice to turn off all your devices when you put it in there to clean it. Yep. And a lot of people are worried that it's going to damage the screen, that's going to, you know, break it or like mess up the pixels. It's not. It's
and safe. You were saying, like, okay, so I know you said to turn it off or whatever. Phone soap has it so you can run the charging cord up its rear and plug it in so you can actually charge your phone while you're using the phone soap. Mm-hmm. Maybe not have it on, but just, you know, have it charging.
The one that I got from Samsung is $50 and it wirelessly charges your phone while it's in there. But it's only Qi compatible. So for example, my watch is not Qi wireless compatible. So when I put it in there, it doesn't charge. But anything that is Qi wireless compatible, it will. Like my buds.
All right. I was fixing my blurriness here. Oh, Mr. J. Will is in the building. What's up? Woohoo!
So let's get on with some tech purchases.
Woohoo!
First one is a watch. The DFG Smartwatch HRV Activity Tracker.
People just call it the GT2 like I did in my thumbnail. It is a GT2 watch. Without saying all this, which it's an awesome watch for the price. If Catwoman stops focusing in on it, you can see it's like under $60, right under $60. Yeah, and two-day delivery on Amazon right now. There is a coupon where you can save $5. So you can get it for $52 or $53.
Mm-hmm. Here's the video.
I did a review on this watch and I have currently passed it on for hard testing. Because I don't sleep with watches on, but it is being slept in now. So
okay.
Maybe I can give you an update on information on that pretty soon.
Has it been comfortable so far?
For who?
For you, sleeping with your watch.
I don't sleep with it. I have someone else sleeping in it.
Okay. I get it now. I sleep with my watch on because I like it to track my sleep. And I want to know if
I get about 3 days out of my Samsung. And that's without. I'm at 1% right now. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
J. Will, thanks for stopping by. I ain't going to ask J. Will why I got a notification that he just now followed me back on Twitter like we ain't been friends forever. We're going to fight after the stream. I'm just kidding. What kind of information does it keep? It does the sleep tracking like any other watch does sleep tracking. You're deep sleep, you're not deep sleep, and it does ECGs and what else does it do? Blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Heart rate monitoring. Oxygen, it does all the stuff that
calories, walking Apple pedometer. Does.
The only thing you're going to be missing is you can't take calls on it because it has no speaker. So,
I like how it says for women, men.
For women, men. And I'm like,
for women, men.
So I just got a message that yes, it is very comfortable to sleep in. And when you use it to sleep track, you won't get the 7 days that I got, but you'll get about 3.
Okay.
About to knock down the world over here. That's my iPad.
Sepien got an Apple Watch Series 5 from Swappa. Congratulations. I hope you got a good deal.
I hope you got a good deal, though.
Yes. Yes, Everyday Tech, I will hit
you. I was putting it up, too. We both put it up at the same time.
Yeah, I will hit you up in the DMs. Yes.
Listen to this. I want a watch that keeps you. It keeps you when you stop breathing? Keeps you up? Is that what you're saying?
That keeps you when you stop breathing. Like a zap watch? Like the one that zaps you?
Catwoman had one of those zap things.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want anything that zaps me, okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me tell you what happened with my experience with that, because it's funny. So, I was trying out the Zap watch, right? And I was doing it for biting my nails. So whenever I would put my hand to my face, it would zap me, right? And then I also did it so that it would wake me up at a certain time. Well, I didn't know that I was a strong sleeper, right? So I went to sleep and it was zapping me in my sleep and I wouldn't wake up. And I was having a nightmare that something was pinching me, like something was attacking me. It was a spider. And when I finally woke up, my arm was red, like right here where it was, my arm was red. So I was like, I can't wear this. I can't do this anymore. This is really bad. A BiPAP machine. Oh,
we got all kinds of stuff going on here. We got life alert, BiPAP. Y'all crazy.
Yeah. Oh, Seth said that the watch you got from Swappa was mint condition. That's awesome.
How much did you pay for it, sir?
That's what we want to know. That's the real question.
Because, yeah, all my stuff I sell on Swap is mint condition. But I'm trying to get most of my money back.
Everyday Tech said, a defibrillator watch?
Clear.
Basically. Oh, my gosh. Oh. So, your next tech purchase was this case. So pretty and blingiful. Yes, look at how shiny it is. So shiny that it
looks so much better in the sunlight because it gives off more blues and yellows, mm-hmm. and it's various colors. But you have to watch the video to get a full feel for like how many colors it. Oh, $300. Yeah. See, when I got this Samsung watch, I was not in the market of spending another $300 on a watch. This was mm-hmm. 100 and some change, but
they have so many different colors. It's really cool.
Yes, my leopard print should be here soon. I'm so
excited. And in the video, you actually said that this just might be your most favorite case.
It is.
Because you can use the swipe gestures.
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
He talking about he needs his shades. So yes, it's very, it's
wow,
so new.
All right.
Yes. So that when I have the watch on, it's just like, is extra blingage. Yay!
You're blinded, everybody.
It really shows its true beauty on video, but it's mm-hmm. a very pretty case.
Hey, Eric. Hi!
Eric is here. The mm-hmm. tech preacher is in the building. What's up, Tech Twan B?
Hi! Thanks for commenting on our video. Hi, Armadillo Tech! Hi.
Now that Armadillo Tech is in the building, I have a review coming from Schnell this week. So keep your eyes peeled. Because
turn on notifications, y'all.
Two cases that I'm reviewing from Schnell this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, here's the thing. Now see, being that me and Carl have this relationship, I said, Carl, your cases are so rugged. Can you make something more girly? He was like, no.
At least he's not lying to you.
No. And so, why does everybody say that? I don't know anything about Gucci Mane.
I don't know either.
But I'm a female. I like female looking cases, you know? Give me something feminine.
Yeah. Let me show off. I feel like I'm a celebrity.
Well, I think that's all for tech purchases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we got a couple of articles here. We got a few of them. First one, we're going to talk about.
Right?
Yes. StreamYard! StreamYard!
Where we're streaming from right now!
Yes, we use StreamYard. StreamYard is awesome. It was bought by Hopin today. Shout out to Zach Tech Talks. I actually saw the announcement because of him on Twitter. He retweeted that. So, and then Gigi said she also got an email from StreamYard. I haven't checked my emails yet. Just announcing it. But the CEO is very, very happy. There's a lot of buzz about it. They bought it for a lot of money, $250 million. That will be spread out in 2 years. That's what LB said. But basically, they are a company that provides digital entertainment services. It's like a streaming events and things like that. So they acquired it. And the deal is, what is supposed to happen is that they will StreamYard will now have funds to ramp up on things that they want in order to make things better. I really hope that they give out co-hosting features because, you know,
there's
sometimes
things we've been begging for. Look at Jay Will's like 250 million. Good luck.
Yeah. And then also another thing that I want is mirror image, because I get confused when I'm like, this hand. No, it's that hand. And I have to point this way. Wait, I'm pointing this way. I forget which way I'm supposed to. So I really wish that we could have those two types of features, but hopefully those types of things will come. I'm really excited. Hope 2021 is going to be great. And, you know, if you're not already subscribed to like StreamYard's YouTube channel, definitely do. They stream.
Right. And they're going to have a town hall this Sunday talking about these things. They covered that in their email today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they also have a tutorial coming up where you're going to be able to customize timers for starting your streams. So that's going to be pretty cool as well. So check out the StreamYard YouTube channel and turn on notifications. They have some fun things on the way.
Okay, I'm going to skim over this one little part of the email since you said you haven't seen it.
Yes, please.
They said something about having exciting news, blah, 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 blah. Join our town hall this Sunday to learn more and to ask questions. So they're encouraging you to come and ask questions, because I know a lot of people are concerned. I know this is something we use regularly and we're not the only one.
Yeah.
What does this mean for me? Hopin's mission statement closely aligns with StreamYard's. We will continue serving you, keeping our three product pillars in mind: ease of use, stability, and professional streams. So this is something they're promising to keep.
Yeah.
Will I be able to keep my StreamYard account as it is today? Absolutely. Can I do virtual events on StreamYard now? StreamYard will remain a separate product from Hopin, but you can expect a native integration in the near future. So I know a lot of people did want to do virtual kind of deals.
Yeah.
What other changes can I expect? Other than a better core experience and updates at a faster pace, you can expect Hopin to expand and accelerate StreamYard's development of innovative features. So, sounds good. We're just hoping we don't see the price just go pew, you
know. Yeah. Hi, Jake's Baby Cakes. Welcome.
Hey, Tech Boner.
And then Sharky said that they thought that it was StreamYard instead of StreamYard all this time. Yes, it's StreamYard.
We're in the StreamYard.
Let me stop. Like games, like, you know, Steam games, you know, like that. Yeah.
You know, Hopin was only founded in 2019. They haven't been around but so long.
Neither has StreamYard.
I know.
StreamYard only has been around for 2 years, about. Yeah. What? Yeah, it's, yeah, for 2 years. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. I like the digital age.
You know how many employees they have at StreamYard?
How many?
Take a guess. Just throw a number 50? Out there.
50?
How many?
50?
20.
What? Yeah. Wow.
So we're joining Hopin, and now we're going to be a team of over 300.
Word. That's awesome.
So
that's
20
people. The resources.
And you have to think they had to be worth about that to get sold for that. They were making cake. Okay.
I know when people worry, they're like, oh man, what is that? Are they going to sell out? You know, because like, oh, they got money. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, when you have more assets, so you can do more things. I put a shock emoji when I responded to Zach Talk's text tweet, and he was like, nothing to worry about. I mean, I wasn't worried, but I was just like, we just didn't expect it. I just think that's what, like, everybody just like, we didn't know that they were, you know, willing to sell or anything like that.
Well, see, the only reason we say it's better is because right now you couldn't see both of us if we were on YouTube. You'd only be able to see one of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We used to love Google's platform for Hangouts.
Google Hangouts, yeah. But
Google Hangouts said no more. And so we were stuck to find something to where multiple people could be on one platform.
Not only that, it's browser based, so it's easy. So if you when you want to invite people on, you don't have to worry about them whether getting they install account. The correct program, or getting an account or anything like that. You just send them the link, boop, they come in. The end.
Yeah, I miss Google, J. Will.
Yeah,
miss it.
Google Hangouts.
Everybody had Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
So that's that.
All right. So our next tech article is by Phone Arena. It says the OnePlus Nord N10 5G and the N100 gets a U.S. release date and 2 price tags. Yay!
Anybody interested in these phones?
I am not, but it's good to have diversity out there. So, only at $179, both unlocked and on T-Mobile. This is for the OnePlus Nord 100. It says no 5G, no problem. The Nord N100, I guess, is the one that doesn't have
5G. I don't want to double back to the last article, but if you have the professional account, I think you get 1080p. We have it here. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, we have the 1080p. That's the highest tier.
Yeah.
Which is $50 a month, but if you pay for the full year in advance, it's $40 a month.
Right.
Yep. All right, so it's $300 for the N10, for the Nord N10.
So Brandon says he's getting both.
Word, awesome. That's great. Yeah, let us know how that goes.
I'm like him when I grew up.
Well, I mean, they're pretty affordable. You know?
I'm being funny. Oh, okay. I'm in love with my fold right now. I don't really think there's too much that can pull me away from it.
Septian has some very strong feelings for
right.
The Nord. He said, get that trash off the screen. No, we won't. We're going to let it's time to chat. We can't always be talking about Apple and Samsung. We got to talk about other phones.
Another well, you company. Know, he's a sheep. He go bad. Look at Jay Will, the Z Fold 2 life. Slap on him.
Yeah, slap on him. But it looks pretty cool. I like this phone.
Yeah, because that's how we all hold our phones to take pictures. Okay.
It's funny because the bokeh is not on his face.
And you see they picked a fairly attractive person to put it on, and just like her. And it's just like, yeah, let's not look at her. We got to put the focus on the camera.
Yeah, like I just finished working out.
Unattractive people to do these, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we don't want it. We don't have to worry about their faces.
Hey, Tekwon, don't let any of these people in the chat convince you not to try out this phone.
Exactly. Get what you, whatever comes to your heart, whatever makes you passionate, do it. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. Get it.
Hey, 43 minutes after the hour. Let's move on.
Okay. Next one is Verizon is pausing its 3G shutdown indefinitely.
I was shocked when I saw this because the push to make people spend money is always there. So I'm like, they're not going to shut down 3G?
Yeah. So, I mean, is it because they're starting to see that it's going to take a little bit longer for 5G?
No, they see people are in a bind with the pandemic and they know everybody ain't going to buy no phones.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right, that makes sense. Well, thanks for doing the right thing, Verizon. You don't always do the right thing.
I mean, they're also saying, because they were going to be first, they're thinking that AT&T is going to push theirs back, too. But yeah. We'll see.
I know T-Mobile has been making a really, really big
push.
They
made a statement about T-Mobile and the potential of them not doing away with the voice over LTE mandatory kind of thing that they were going to do on their network.
So. Yeah. But a problem I noticed is that a lot of people with T-Mobile, they're not having good service because of this change. Like their area affected.
Changed it, has it?
No. Because they're implementing 5G in the areas where they're like starting to add 5G, their service is not that great. Like they're regular.
Oh, so AT&T is saying early 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And said T-Mobile's trying to make voice over LTE requirement this year.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'd rather have reliable 4G service all around than intermittent 5G, intermittent 4G, and intermittent 3G.
Except, you know? Are you not listening? I just said the opposite of that. They're not shutting it down. So the old heads can keep their phones, okay? Pay attention, sir. Pay attention.
Got called out.
Calm down, young man.
Shiva? My cat was under the tower. I like nobody could find her for a while around the house, like for an hour at a time, and all of a sudden she's right under my tower. That's where she
I'm pretty good too, Brandon. I guess it just depends. Like Florida's a weird kind of state though.
It is.
I remember taking my Sprint down there and be like, okay, I couldn't have Sprint down here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one. WhatsApp gives users an ultimatum. Share data with Facebook or stop using the app. What we told you.
Wow. We knew it was coming.
You can do encryption from end to end. They don't care nothing about your funky encryptions.
As a matter of fact, when you go to Instagram and you do the inspect tool, the logo that's on the corner right here, it turns into a Facebook logo instead of an Instagram logo.
My watch just died.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, it was on 1%, right? Yeah. So all of these apps that are part of Facebook, so WhatsApp, Instagram, Giphy, because Facebook bought Giphy, they're taking all that information. So if you think that your stuff is encrypted end-to-end with WhatsApp, think again. Sucks. That sucks, man.
I keep forgetting we're on delay, so everybody's on the last article.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can still talk about the last article if we want.
No, he's talking about switching into Visible.
Oh, okay. Listen,
I love Visible. I love Mint. I have paid my Mint service for the year, so I will only have one phone bill every month for $25 for me and my son. So it's $50 a month for me and my son.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Which is, I'm paying less than that for my Mint service because I'm paying for the year. And because you nice people have clicked the link below and we have both gotten a kickback because you joined Mint Mobile.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So how do y'all feel about WhatsApp saying, hey, share. Give us your info.
Mm-hmm.
Run that info.
Yeah.
Give it up.
I'm sad about it. Sucks. It sucks.
Do you use WhatsApp? I usually don't use WhatsApp.
I don't. It just still sucks.
I use it if I go out of the country, or I use it if I want to transfer video and pictures without it being compressed. That's what I use it for. Mm-hmm. But now they're going to have all my video and pictures that's not compressed. They want to see it clear when they steal it. Give me that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I've never used it. I never planned on using it, but now I'm definitely not going to use it. But I don't know. I use Facebook, so what am
Emily's
I talking
Emily's right, though. Nothing secret, nothing sacred.
Nope.
They got all of our information. They know what size underwear you wear.
Am I even real?
They know the last
am
time.
Am I an AI?
I'm telling you, me and Catwoman can vouch for this. We're not going to say the person's name. But some of our friends have been talking about a certain content creator, and now that content creator's alerts show up in my Instagram, and I never followed said content creator. They're like, don't you want to watch such and such? No!
No, I don't care.
It wasn't even us talking about it. It was the other people.
So annoying. Yeah. Next.
Hey, Tech Twin.
Okay, so Tom's Guide here says that new iPad Pro 2021 leak just revealed the Magic Keyboard upgrade.
Are y'all excited? I'm not, because
what's the upgrade?
I have the old Magic Keyboard, so that means I'll just get the 2020 iPad when the 2021 comes out, so I can still use said iPad with a TechWorld sticker on it. The only thing I don't like is you see these little spots and stuff that it comes up with. Yeah, it holds into everything.
Oh gosh. Oh.
So yeah, it's compact, but and it's not even dirty. I wipe it down with Lysol wipes and stuff. But the way it's made, like the finish
and
on
the
it,
sticker stays even though you do the Lysol wipe.
Yeah, TechWorld. You can grab these stickers at the link below at redbubble.com.
Yeah, we have the link there. So Jake's Baby Cake says that she doesn't buy underwear online.
It don't matter. If you done talked about your underwear size, they know. Oh, she is choking over there. Listen.
I don't know why that sentence just dried my throat.
So, why did LaShawn say
That magic keyboard gonna be $1,500. No, I still can't believe that I bought this expensive keyboard myself. But everybody thinks I got a laptop when I go somewhere. They be like, "Oh, what laptop is that?" I'm like, "The iPad Pro."
So what's gonna be the like a good thing about this newer keyboard?
Oh, I hadn't read it because I know I ain't getting it.
So, oh, okay, okay.
Why am I trying to read your screen when I? I'm gonna be like, let me see if I can see that. So.
It said Apple filed all 5 design patents under Locarno numbers classifications, and then goes on to reveal what each of those clarifications refer to. While 0 and 3 are somewhat boring, data processing equipment as well as peripheral apparatus and devices and telecommunications equipment and remote to refer. 01 is for equipment recording or reproduction.
They can stalk us some more.
Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be Siri activated.
I got Siri on my iPad. Why I need Siri on my keyboard?
I don't know.
I tell you what, though.
This little hole right here to charge that I never use.
Yeah.
They can keep that. Okay, if you didn't know what was so magic about the magic keyboard, they say, oh, it floats.
It doesn't float. It's a freaking magnet. So you hold it close and it goes. Or it doesn't.
It's struggling over there.
Yeah. So you hold it close and it's supposed to kind of just grab it.
Like, easier to do on a table than hold
it. It's easier
to
do when you're actually paying attention. Okay, whatever. Just mess up my lighting for nothing.
This came off again.
It comes off, but I'm secure.
So
take me off the big face.
Stop it.
No, keyboard is not mention her. It's not that expensive, Emily. Don't let LaShawn fool you. And it's better not be $749
for a keyboard. Jake's Baby Kick says she does not mention her underwear out loud. Yeah.
I mean, if somebody having a sale, you know, be like, hey, Victoria's Secrets. He said he needs some more undies. I do promise you they listen sometimes. Cause I'm like, man, it's almost time for Bath and Body Work to have their semi-annual sale. He's like, bloop, 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 bloop. Get 50 emails in one day.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, we'll be right back. Trent is out here.
Yeah.
So we are coming up on Keep the Same Energy. Is that where we are?
Yes. Keep that same energy, y'all. We have a topic today about keeping the same energy.
So somebody tell my lights to keep the same energy. They ain't stayed on all night. Can you understand that I hit the timer on it twice, which is supposed to keep it on for 8 hours, and it cut off by... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, I just want to talk about having compassion for people who live stream. Okay? So, I've noticed that there have been people, I'm not saying here, I'm not saying there, I'm just saying in general, okay? Where they'll be upset that their comment wasn't read out loud or super chat wasn't acknowledged or something like that. We need to have compassion for our host. They're doing a lot of things at one when they're live streaming. They're talking to their guest if they have one. They're reading. They're trying to stay on topic, making sure there's not a lot of dead air. Yes, all of those different types of things.
Link is in the description for Mint Mobile. Go ahead.
Yeah. But what I've noticed is some of these people that have been in chats and have complained about not being heard or acknowledged in the chat. Now some people have started their own live streams and they can't keep up. They're not acknowledging every comment because
they don't acknowledge any comment.
Yeah, or any comment.
You're on the live stream. You're just there looking cute. But when you was in the chat, it's just like, you didn't see me. I spoke 5 minutes ago. Do you know how many comments run up this screen that we've missed? Yeah. we watch our own replays, just so we can get back and it's like, oh, I missed that. Oh, I missed that. Yes. Because we're not going to catch everything.
I even checked the chat too, see what was said, you know, and y'all got to calm down, please. Please, please have some compassion for people who live stream. It's really, people are like, oh, live streaming is easy. It's not. You know how hard it is to just be in not only engaging, but keep hold somebody's attention to be entertaining. So have compassion on that. As a matter of fact, start your own live stream. See what happens. It's not easy.
No,
Come on, StreamYard is free. It is not easy, I'm telling you. So, but if you are gonna go live, you better keep that same energy. Acknowledge each and every comment. I wanna see you, every comment.
You know, I've seen people try to acknowledge every comment. And if you have a good number of people, and I'm not even saying you gotta have 50, 100. We got 24 people watching right now.
Yeah,
I haven't read every comment that's come through here. I haven't put every comment up on the screen because we would never finish the podcast in an hour if I did.
Yeah.
We might have a good 15 minutes of comments that we would acknowledge, and you wouldn't get anything else. You wouldn't get articles. You wouldn't get tech purchases. We can't acknowledge every comment that comes in.
Yeah. The stream would be like 6 hours acknowledging each and every comment. We have friends that have live streams. And people get upset that they give a super chat and their super chat wasn't acknowledged, but there's like 4,000 other people.
There are people who put comments on the screen. Don't put comments on the screen when it's like 8 people in the chat. This is correct. Listen, the most powerful thing for me one time was going into a live stream where it was just the host. And it wasn't just one person. It was 2 people. Like me and Catwoman sitting here, and they were going back and forth. And I was like, okay, I'll get engagement here. I'm the only one in the chat. Like I said, one. Literally, just me. They get in, and they start talking. Hey, how y'all doing? I'm putting all kinds of conversation in the chat. Laughing out loud at their conversation with each other. I was there 5 minutes. They never acknowledged that I was there. I left.
Yeah.
I was like, if they want to sit here and hang out with one another, they could have called on the phone. Why are you having a live stream if you can't acknowledge the one person that's in the chat?
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well just do a video premiere or something like that, right? Yeah.
Pretty much.
But like, have compassion for people. And if you're going to be like, they need to do better. Okay. Let me see you do a live stream. You better keep that same energy when you do your own live stream. Acknowledge each and every comment. Each and every super chat, you know, it's hard. It's not easy at all. Emily said, no thanks, I'll be a guest. I'll just be a guest so I can have the goods without the work. She said, JK, y'all are the best.
What's up, Pia?
That's our PSA for today, y'all.
That's our keep that same energy.
Yep.
Look, I'm going to come to somebody's chat, see them come to their live stream one day, and I'm like, you didn't see I spoke 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
I expect you to see every comment that comes through the screen.
And especially if it's a creator that has a lot of people in the chat, if you're going to super chat, just super chat because you honestly want to support that person, not because I want them to say my name. Now that kind of sounds kind of like freaky, you know, like real freaky deaky, you know, like calm down, please. Okay. Have a little compassion. All right.
I have dropped a super chat. Literally left the live stream before. Like, I wanted to show my support. I couldn't stay here. Have a good stream. Rolled out. Don't know if they read it or not. Didn't matter.
Yeah. If you're going to give, just give wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
You know, that's that.
Sharky is asking Everyday Tech if he uses a tab of 7 to edit his videos.
Mm-hmm. Or a laptop or a substitute replacement. That's a good question.
Oh Lord. And everybody can't read, Septian. Compassion, sir. What were they calling you?
Me. I was just struggling.
I'm just curious.
It wasn't even difficult. Nothing was spelled wrong. I'm just
Listen. Septian, what were they calling you so I can call you that too? Can you tell them to shout me out? No, Michael. We can't tell them to shout you out.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Unless you want to have the night boss saying everybody's name.
Look, we like
we lost in that room with that woman. We lonely.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I love you guys. It's 8.
We're going to call him Septine.
Septine. Okay.
I can see that Septine.
Septine. That's like, we're gonna start calling you right now, like Savage Scenes.
That's like Juneteenth. He's Septine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna have to use this because he likes to say, "Hey, Kimberly."
Oh gosh, yeah, I don't like that. Hey, Sneed, what's up? We just wrapping it up right now.
He just heard us talk about history.
But
okay, look, he can't even say what they're. It's Septine.
Centure. That's hilarious.
Look, everybody gonna call you Septine now, though.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be now from now on.
I am not using my Tab F7, just my iPhone. I use LumaFusion, hey, but not on the iPhone. I use it on iPad because I need bigness.
Yeah, you guys, don't forget to go over to Tech King Mike's stream. He's going to be live streaming in an hour from now. So I'm going to put his link here in the
chat. Oh, you so sweet. You just a sweetheart. Yes, you are.
And like I said, Mike, if I don't make it, it's because I done passed out. Because that one kept me on the phone all day. My watch is dead.
I did none of the sorts. None.
Look, I'm trying to get a tutorial from LB on how to use the Clubhouse before I got up in here. I'm like, LB, I'm tired. I play with it after the gadget test, but that might not happen. I'll be like, okay, I'm trying to learn Club.
Yeah, I have to edit some videos after this. Okay, night. No more signing off. Okay. All right, you guys have a wonderful night. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess. And I did not dox myself. And we are...
your homegirls of tech.
Here on the Gadget Chats podcast.
See y'all
later. Have a good week.
Bye.